Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are back. We are back from vacation, man. 2 weeks for the holiday break. Woo! I am ready to go, man. I tell you, I don't know if I can stay at home much longer. I swear. I tell you, it really gets on my nerves. There's a lot going on out there, you know?
Well, yeah, and your basement's still being worked on, right?
Yeah, that's the minor part, though.
Still?
I'm stuck at home with Frog for 2 weeks. Huh?
Shouldn't it be done by now?
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. It's only been going on since, what, June?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're getting there, though. I think we put one piece of flooring down each day.
Nice.
Just one piece. You got to, you know, stretch out the workload if you're a contractor,
you
right?
You get paid by the hour, I guess. Yeah,
I guess so. How was the holiday break, Carson?
It was amazing.
Good.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Like, I don't even know what it feels like to wake up like this anymore.
Well, I'm the same way, because when we first started the break, right before Christmas, what, the 20th, 21st, something like that, I noticed that the first couple of days or so, I still got up around 6 o'clock. But man, as the week went on and the next week kicked in, I found myself in bed till like 9, 10
later
o'clock.
Later and later. 10 o'clock.
I'm thinking, man, if I were a retired dude, I wouldn't get up before noon. Felt pretty good. I thought. Spadell, how was your 2 weeks off?
It was all right. I was just working most of the time at the lab.
So, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Pal.
I took off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just going to the gym and then going to the lab.
Well, you got to have that weed for people.
Yeah.
You got to pump that stuff out, man.
Yeah,
people want to smoke,
exactly.
Smoke.
Yeah. A lot of people count on you.
They do. We're a very popular product.
Jamie. Where's Jamie? Jamie! Did she have a problem last night getting back? That's what I hear, right?
Yeah.
Was there a problem with the airplane or something like that?
I think that's what Spadell said. Yeah.
Did you say
that? On her Facebook, she said that she had an emergency stop.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, on the runway.
That sounds scary. They were about to take off, and then they had to come back down.
No kidding. That's scary.
Yeah.
They didn't say why?
She didn't say why.
Maybe she didn't even know why.
No, I bet you they didn't even say anything.
Those pilots, they like to keep that stuff secret.
Yeah, so do the airlines.
They don't want to alarm anybody, right? Yeah, those aborted takeoffs, man. I've never had one of those, and I don't think they happen that often, to be honest. But that would be a scary situation.
I can't imagine getting back on a plane after dealing with that.
Do you know what time she actually got in?
Oh, there she is! There she is, Pumpkin! She made it!
Like a herd of turtles. Good morning, sweetheart!
25.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Did you get in late?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Pretty yep, late,
I
huh?
Sure did.
Yeah.
And
yep,
then
yep,
I don't
yep.
have any luggage.
No luggage.
Oh.
No kidding.
You know how weird it is to like, I'm like, oh my gosh, is that the only comb I have, like to pick out my hair? And I'm wearing Old Spice deodorant.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got really going
Old
on.
Spice? Yeah. Your son's?
Yeah, my son's, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking, where'd you get the Old Spice? Yeah, yeah. Is that like yeah. a backup you got at
and
the house
found
or something?
A weird toothbrush yeah. from a weird drawer. Yeah, you forget like that, you know, your toiletry kit, if you will.
Yeah.
You forget it has all your essentials.
It does.
Yeah. And it's in my bag yeah, somewhere.
You got.
Hey, United, could you bring my bags, please? Please?
Did yeah. it just get on a different... You have any idea where it went?
Well, the app lied and said that it's here, but it's not here. Because oh. I went to the baggage lady. I said, my app says it's here. And she's like, no, it never made it.
Oh, liars.
I know. Why would they make the app lie?
Yeah, you might want to say that on the app.
Yeah, and so I went to the bag tracker, and sure enough, it's stuck
they
in
have
California.
A bag tracker?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I got to wake up, man. Yeah. It's 2025, yeah. isn't it? They yeah. have a bag tracker.
Bag tracker 8000 says that it is, in fact, in California.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a good break?
Yeah, it was just Did crazy. You? I mean, I was just, what is today, Monday?
Yeah.
So Saturday, I was just in Barstow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah sure was.
Barstow, California.
Oh, yeah, I saw the thermometer. Yeah.
Thermometer. What do you mean? They have a thermometer?
Gigantic thermometer.
In Barstow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it there, tourist attraction.
Is yeah. there a like a purpose for it?
Yeah,
is, are they known as the thermometer capital of the world or
it's
something?
To tell the temperature.
So, no, I mean, do they have, is it like the coldest spot on the planet
no, it's the
or
hottest.
Something?
It's like at
oh, the hottest.
Like the Mojave. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yes, that makes
yeah.
sense then.
Yeah, yeah, so I saw the big gigantic thermometer. I saw that place where the planes go to die. Have you yeah. ever seen that?
Oh, no.
The airplane cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's an airplane cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a luggage tracker.
Get
the hell out of here.
In Barstow, it's where they go park all the planes to die.
No kidding.
Yep, sure do.
I didn't know they had a graveyard for planes.
Well, where do you think they put them?
Well.
Barstow.
Never thought about it.
Well, I never really thought about it, Jamie White.
They put them in Barstow. Is where they put
it's so good to see your face, though.
Well, and thanks. And guess what? I
What's
also
that?
Saw in
What's
Utah,
that?
I saw the Denny's.
Oh,
that
my
won.
Gosh.
Did you see that?
The number one.
The like, number one Denny's in the world.
You're
won,
kidding.
Won 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
They're on a roll.
My son, you know what? Funny you should bring that up. My son, over the holiday break, he's infatuated with Denny's.
Really?
And we've never been. We've never been. But it's in that Santa Claus movie where oh. he burns the turkey and they have to go to Denny's.
Yeah.
And he is infatuated. Every time we see one, Dad, there's Denny's. There's
well,
Denny's.
Put him in the booster seat. We'll go to Utah. You can yeah. see the number one. Number one Denny's in the world.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Denny's, thermometer. What a vacation.
I mean, it is.
What a vacation.
It's no Dubai like last time.
No.
It's Barstow.
Far better. Far better. BJ and Jamie, we are back. And we'll be right back, too. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
They come back to near side to Mims. He breaks it inside the 20, and he takes it home for the Denver touchdown.
On play action, stepping up to the end zone, and that ball is caught for the touchdown. Here's Nix rolling out, looking for the rookie record. Ball tipped, and caught! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my.
The double deflection, and a Denver
touchdown. We killed him.
Can I just tell you something, though? Can I just tell you insider thoughts from other cities? So
what's that, Jamie?
Oh boy!
So
give me the insider thoughts. Okay. Are you plugged into other cities and
am.
Sports
I
networks?
Am. Yeah, because oh. I was waiting for a flight.
Gotcha.
Because
so you heard the rumble?
Yeah,
the
I heard
talk.
The yeah around the bar.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
And they were laughing at us.
Look, okay, we played a bunch of first graders. Big deal. Big deal. It's still the NFL. Okay.
Yeah.
Still the NFL.
It kind of made me mad. I was like, woo! I was so excited that we made the playoffs, and they're like, really?
They're like, calm down over there.
And Cincinnati is pissed. Man, yeah. Are they upset. Because if the Broncos had lost yesterday to the Chiefs, then Cincinnati is in. And so they started complaining like on Friday about how the Chiefs weren't going to play their starters or whatnot.
Yeah, and then there were some rumbles around the bar that it was fixed intentionally because Denver would be more exciting to watch than Cleveland, and that it was all like purposeful.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Conspiracy theories going on.
I have no idea.
That it's better for ratings for the Broncos to win.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, everybody calm down.
Cincinnati is spinning it that nobody wants to face Joe Burrow, so they don't want to face us. Hey, look, you got a worse record than we got, okay?
And
you,
I said
you're
Cleveland,
not in.
Didn't I? I meant Cincinnati. But anyway.
It's Cincinnati. Who cares? Yeah, it's Ohio.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, yes, exactly.
Hey, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You know, I saw yesterday the way we played, folks, we're going to the Super Bowl. I've already put in for tickets.
Really? Yeah.
I'm confident, Jamie.
Wow.
We're going to beat the Bills so bad, Bills don't have a chance. We looked dominant yesterday.
Well, we were dominant.
Yeah.
What a clown of a game that was.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, I love the Broncos. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, you got to admit, man, yesterday was a pushover. I've never seen anything like that. The NFL, they set the whole team down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't play anybody.
People were asking to have it changed in the bar.
Oh, my gosh. But it's so funny because, like, the local news stations outside in Power Field, Mile High, whatever, and all the Broncos, we're going, baby, on the field, let's go!
Yeah. Well, in California, they were laughing at us.
Yeah. Oh, well, we won.
Hey, I don't care. I'm happy that we're going.
Yeah. Me too, me too. And they're going to play in Buffalo, I think it is, on Sunday, right?
Is that
11
right?
a.m.
Yeah, they're playing on Sunday in Buffalo, first round of the playoffs, wild card. We're wild card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's on Sunday. And it's an 11 o'clock start time, kickoff, too.
Yeah, so. All right. All right, well,
so we're all excited.
Who cares? It is better than the last few years.
I don't think they've made it for 10 years. They haven't been to the playoffs since Peyton Manning retired.
No, 2015. It's 10 years.
Yeah. 2015, yeah.
Decades. Hey, Schmidl, how are you?
Hello,
hey.
How are you?
Yeah. I haven't even said hi. That's Schmidl right there.
Yeah, happy
hey,
year.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to make a prediction for you. We're going to beat the Bills.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to beat Buffalo. I really do. Buffalo, they choke in these games.
They kind of do.
They're a choking team. And I think we're going to surprise them. I think the Broncos have a very good chance of winning this game.
No, it's like you said, we're going all the way.
Yeah. I said in the beginning we're going to have a good season, didn't
you
I?
Did.
I
you
did. Did. I did. Now I didn't realize we're going to play fifth graders, but I knew we were going to have a good season.
Man, they grew up a while ago. They were first graders.
I can't keep my lies straight, can I? It's really tough.
It's fine. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go Broncos.
It's good to be back.
I was supposed to play golf on Sunday, but fortunately that's going to be canceled. So that's great.
Oh, that is great.
They put together a tournament called the Squirrel Finds a Nut tournament.
Okay.
I don't know what that means exactly. Okay.
Do they know it's like 10 degrees outside?
Yeah. Well, the extended forecast when they put it together was 55.
Oh, gotcha.
Now it's dropped down to 35.
Oh.
So it doesn't look good for the golf outing.
Yeah.
So I'll get to watch the game on Sunday.
The Squirrel Gets the Nut.
Tournament. Squirrel Gets the Nut tournament. I'm not really sure what that's all about.
You were at Raccoon Creek.
I am.
That's a different, a raccoon is different than a squirrel.
Yeah. I meant to bring that up, but I haven't brought it up yet. Yeah. I don't know who's running that damn place anymore.
Okay, well, anyway.
A little confused over there.
Hey, so you were saying something about last night and your house was chaos. What happened?
It is chaos. My wife's leaving today. She's out gone for a week in Nashville for work. So it's me and the boy and the father-in-law.
Yeah.
And so my father-in-law, he doesn't like to go up down the stairs that much.
Wait, you're putting him in the basement.
To live, to stay. To stay.
He's never coming out.
You stay down there.
He has a bell that he can ring that I'll run down there and, you know, do things I need to do for him. Never coming up. Putting a padlock on the door, so he can't come up. So he decided that he's going to sleep on an air mattress in the living room.
Oh.
This week. So it's been chaos.
Does he know that he's going to be in the basement?
Yeah.
But he's going to, I'm so confused. Yeah.
That's why I said it's a little chaotic at the house. I can't really figure it out myself, okay? I don't know what's going on, really.
He doesn't want to go up the stairs to sleep in the guest bedroom.
No.
So he's going to sleep in the middle of your living room.
Which he did last night.
Oh, my God.
We all have to go to bed at 5:30. He likes to go to
bed early.
Yeah, lights out at 5:30, but it gets dark. He likes to go to bed. So Frog and I moved to the upper room. At 5:30 yesterday,
okay.
So that you get some rest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We have a man's got to have some rest, right. Jamie. And so it's just a little different. That's all.
You're gonna have to get that seat thing that goes up and down the basement.
Look into it.
Okay,
look
good. Into it. Do you have enough room? Like, is it wide enough? Because that looks like with your knees, it takes a little space.
Well,
yeah.
You know, don't know yet.
It even works with the power outage.
It does.
Yeah.
Backup battery.
Yeah, I watched the ad.
Good ad.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been looking into it maybe yourself?
No. I just saw the ad. For whatever reason, it was on all, like, I don't know if they know that, like, people were watching a lot of TV or something, older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I didn't even think about this, but it even goes, even when there's power outage.
That's a pretty cool feature, yeah.
Well, I've got to get in on that.
Yeah.
It's going to make a big difference.
But if he doesn't like going up and down the stairs, why'd you guys put him in the basement?
Never thought of that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
They're steep stairs, too.
Yeah, they're steep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you were in the basement?
When I watched this house, I mean, you see him. From
what the hell are you doing in my basement?
I know. It sounds like somebody's snooping.
Down there.
Yeah,
I feel like somebody's snooping.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing on my stairs, pal?
He totally went down there.
He did. No.
You were to stay in one room.
He's like, I wonder what he's got
down there. I was
hanging out
in the living room.
Yeah, sure you were.
You can see it.
God. How goofy. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll get back to Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the program. Stand by. Back after this.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Unfortunately, I missed the Golden Globes last night, and I wanted to see him because I really like Nikki Glaser, and she hosted, and so I wanted to see him, but I missed it.
Have you seen the clips?
I have not.
Fantastic.
Was she good?
She was good.
Really
good. Yeah.
She said that, you know, obviously with the Tom Brady, because it's hard to beat what she did with Tom Brady, right?
I don't know who she is. Fill me in. I don't know what you mean.
Tom Brady, she did the roast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where I know her from.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
She did the roast.
All right.
And she just went, you know, full balls.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So the thing is that she did say it was going to be hard because, you know, you can be so filthy on the roast, right? Everything, I mean, and so now you have regular television and to do this on the Golden Globes, that's going to be a little tricky situation, right?
Yeah.
Because of how she went. But everybody's saying that she did a really good job. I have a clip here. It's, she did an Adam Sandler impression, and this is of Timothy Chalamet of his name, and then Adam Sandler, I guess, joined in. Here it is.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say. No, Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. Oh, yes, Timothy Chalamet. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. A good Chalamet to you, sir.
I think he had to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. The other one is, man, a lot of people, I mean, look, Demi Moore won her very first ever Golden Globe, and she won for Best Lead Actress in a Musical or Comedy for her performance in the horror comedy called The Substance. She gave a really tearful speech, but before we go to that, I want to read you this. This is from a friend of mine. Tonight, while watching the Golden Globes, you'll see The Substance with Demi Moore nominated for multiple awards. It is by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. The only movie that comes close to it is Encino Man with Pauly Shore.
Oh.
Here are some other critics who said that it was horrible. Almost 2.5 hours of my life I will never get back. Without a doubt, the worst movie I've ever seen in my 73 years of life. Somebody else said, I'm sitting in the theater while writing this review. I've never seen such crap in my life. Did Demi Moore not get enough money from the divorce?
Wow.
So it got really bad reviews from a lot of people.
Brutal.
Yeah, but she won.
Holy cow.
Here is her acceptance speech.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
So, something about I should put down my measuring stick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this clip that was floating around last night with Demi Moore. It brings you to tears, whatever. I didn't think it was about a popcorn actress. I thought she got on there and was talking about Bruce. Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
I thought, and so I didn't watch it because I didn't want to be brought to tears.
Oh.
You know,
you know me.
I don't like to cry.
No,
again.
I know.
You know, there's very
few
things.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize she was talking about her own career. That's crazy.
Yeah. Something about putting down a measuring stick or measuring cup.
Poor
or
Demi.
Something. Popcorn actress. Somebody said you should have seen her, though. She looked effing amazing in her dress. She says, who cares about the movie quality? She looked amazing. So I didn't get to see her. But she is, I mean, she's ageless.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. I saw something else. She was doing PR for that movie, and she looked amazing. Well, nobody saw it here. I was wondering if Pamela Anderson showed up because she was also nominated.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Anyway, let's see here. Speaking of which, Zendaya turned heads at the Golden Globe Awards. She rocked a sparkling ring on her finger. Are her and Tom Holland engaged? Boy, she's so beautiful, and he's so meh. You know? I mean, she, to me, is like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And he's like a little goofy looking. But it's that whole, what's her name?
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Yeah. Yep. I think people now are going for personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what Lisa went with.
Yeah.
You guys were cool before you knew it.
Look, the year just started, okay? You don't have to take a pop shot at me this morning.
I'm just saying, too. The beautiful people and the beautiful people, you know, maybe these beautiful women now are just like, you know what? I don't need a beautiful man. We've talked about this before, like with the whole Justin Bieber thing and all that. Maybe I want personality. Maybe I want somebody that's fun and has a great attitude, you know? Maybe
she is gorgeous, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it would be hard to find a dude that would even match with her.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that'd be tough for her.
Beautiful. Anyway, so she has a gigantic ring on, and she changed jewelry and changed outfits, but she did keep that bauble on her finger, on her ring finger, and so people are speculating that she's actually engaged to Tom Holland. So, who knows? And then finally for you, Heidi Klum is returning to Project Runway after 8 years. Heidi Klum is making her return to Project Runway series after an 8-year hiatus. She hosted the show for 16 seasons. She's returning from her last episode, which aired in 2017. So there you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. I got a treat for you, Jamie.
Oh, really?
I got a death list.
Ooh, what?
2025.
That doesn't feel like a treat.
Listen. You know, every year when we start the year, I like to give you the top five that I think is going to pass away during that year, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's an uplifting moment here on the show.
Did you have Jimmy Carter on that one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I figured that was a given.
Yeah.
I didn't want to easy. I mean, it's kind of easy, this list.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, but I didn't want to go with a given, you know? I mean, that's not fair.
No.
I think when I mentioned my death list, the five.
Maybe that one guy that's like a senator. Remember he freezes?
I didn't even think of him.
I
tried to go with names that 90% of the population know.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So I put that on the list, but yeah. That
Mitch
was
McConnell.
Yeah. McConnell. Yeah. Turtle. Yeah. That's what they call him, Turtle.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy, but boy, he just freezes sometimes.
Yeah. Got some problems.
Yeah.
I got to write him down.
Yeah.
I may have six on my list now. It's all coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app. which is a free app for your phone. Download it, get the podcast there later on today. Good to be back. 2 week vacation, gone for the holidays, and man, oh man, nothing's really changed though in here. I mean, I was looking around for some cameras and stuff that was supposed to be installed.
I forgot
so that,
that
you and I, our beautiful faces, could be you know, on camera.
Yeah, I forgot about
but
that.
I didn't see that this morning.
I could go without it, honestly. My God, you guys, yesterday it was the craziest thing on the planet. I was my son and I took his truck back to his university, which is in California, and so we drove it all the way from Colorado to California, and it was crazy because then I took off from an airport yesterday, and we had an aborted takeoff. I've never had that in my life.
That's terrible.
We were going full speed, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 and you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I thought for sure like somebody had sabotaged our plane.
Oh.
And it was three big bangs, and then the pilot just slammed on the brakes.
I'd poop my pants.
Oh, my God. I was just shaking. I was trying
I
not
would.
To cry.
I'm here.
I was just happy that he aborted the flight.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So
that's never happened to me, but
me
I would
either.
Freak out, man, because you're screaming down the runway and then...
Yeah, I know.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I prefer no cameras today. I'm a little stressed out.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Man, taking one of those road trips, though, and I don't know, you and I have not talked about it off the air, but that's one of those things you're going to look back on one day.
Yeah, it was super
and
fun.
It's such a memory maker. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we
that
had
time
a blast.
That me and my kid took the truck to California, I think that's so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
A lot.
I got to do that with one of my kids going back to California and drove out there with him, and it was just so cool. It was just so, it's a long trip, and you're right, it can get boring, but it's still very cool.
Well, yeah, because it's 20 hours.
Yeah.
Driving. Oh, my God. And, man, Bakersfield, that's got a weird smell. It smells like actual sewage.
Yeah.
Human sewage, not pigs, not cows. But human sewage. And you know, the rumor is that Bakersfield has to take LA's sludge.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That's part of the rule?
Yeah.
They're like the septic tank of California?
And it...
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the fact that leaving Colorado, going to California like I did, or you going out to Bakersfield, California like you did, you always get to stop in Vegas. I love that part of it. The Vegas part of it. Fabulous.
Except for they're holding my money hostage. So mad. So
you got to have a driver's license again.
Yeah.
They're holding me one.
I won, right? So I hit $2,400, and that was fantastic. What?
I got an idea.
What?
Let me pick it up for you. I'm going out there in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going out to the Sphere to see the Eagles in 2 weeks. Okay. That's over that. We get the Martin Luther King holiday off, right?
Okay.
So that Monday I'll come back. But let me pick up your $1,200 for you. I'll take good care of it. I might put it down on a game or two, but whatever I win, I'll share with you.
I threw a fit. I got a paper driver's license on the 26th of December from the DMV. They give you a paper one. And I hit and I won. And I gave the lady my paper driver's license and she wouldn't accept it. And so they're holding my money hostage until I send them an email copy of my real driver's license.
You know, what a crazy world we live in when you can actually get on an airplane and fly.
That's what I told them.
Yeah.
No, I threw a fit and the guy's like, it's a federal issue. And I go, a federal issue? Have you heard of the FAA?
Yeah. and if you have like another form of like something with your picture on it, it should... count.
Exactly. And but, I'm not only that, but I have a Players Club card. I'm in the system.
The airline, which is wrong here. The casino, because they won't release your money, or the airlines that allowed you to fly.
Right. And that's what I told the Wynn. I was at the Wynn. And I go, and you guys let me have a hotel with this piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm more terrified about the airlines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got this backup piece of paper. They allowed you to fly when the casino won't even pay you.
No, they won't.
That's kind of weird to me.
What did I say? It says whatever. What was the whole hold on it. I showed you guys the picture because I took a picture of it. It's like honorary hold of my money or something.
Honorary.
Like it's, you know, they're still good for it. Sure they are. Bastards. So mad at them. Oh, wait. What's it called? It's called safekeeping deposit. That's what it's called. It's safekeeping. It's safekeeping deposit. Yeah. So, yeah. When I go,
they're keeping it safe for you. Yeah.
I was like, what a scam.
And not only that, $1,200
It won't break them.
It's nothing. The win?
Are you kidding me?
Exactly. They kick that kind of money to the curb and flush it.
Yeah.
You know, $1,200 is nothing to the win.
And
they
I was at the Encore Towers, which is the shishi poo poo side.
Yeah.
It's like all crazy. That button, there's one button that you can go to the very tip top of the Encore Towers, and you have to have a minimum of $500,000 to bet.
Wow.
And I saw a guy push the button and I was like, hey, you single?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, just hang out at the elevator. Right?
Yeah, right?
That's a good move. I might do that when I go out there. Okay. I might just hang out at the elevator looking for some 80-year-old lady that I can hook up with.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Got some money.
I know.
I think my wife would be on board for that,
All right. I interrupted your go-to list of people that are going to die.
First, I want to say the Broncos, congratulations. Yes. 7 o'clock. A lot of people tune in right now. Broncos have made the playoff. Of course, we beat a peewee football team yesterday, but nevertheless, we're in the playoffs, so congratulations to the Denver Broncos.
Right? Yeah.
And I personally think that we have a fighting chance against the Buffalo Bills. I think we can beat them. I really do.
I agree.
So we'll see what happens, but congratulations, Broncos, in the playoffs. What, first time in, what was it?
Hey, take 10 years. That, Russell.
Yeah. Russell's in, too.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs, too.
Well, some bitch.
He had a horrible game yesterday, but they're in, too.
Oh, they're in?
Yeah, they're in, too.
Oh, man, that didn't work for me.
No, it didn't, though. But you've been on a flight.
Yeah.
And you had a touch and go.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
You had a lot of things going on. Yeah. So, it's okay. All right, let me get to this list, okay? This is my 2025 death list. Now, look, the names I've got on here, I don't like to go with people like Britney Spears, for example. She's pretty loopy right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't like to go with that because it feels mean.
Well, yeah, that's awful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't
She's not going to die either, though.
So I kind of pick people that we all hate anyway.
Oh, jeez. Hate is strong.
Well, not everybody on the list, but I'm just saying that we all... We don't,
You don't know
happens.
Who people hate.
Don't loop me in with you.
Yeah, don't me either. Yeah. You hate different people than I hate.
All right, we'll all agree on this one, all right? Number one on my celebrity death list for 2025. These people are going to kick the bucket, folks. You can count it right here, okay? First, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
We all hate him, right?
Yeah.
All right, guy's in prison, not in good health.
No.
That guy is a goner.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a goner. Yeah. All right, second on the list. Now, we don't all hate her, but... Yeah, she's all right, I guess. Yoko Ono.
Oh, I haven't even thought of her in forever.
She's going to die. Yeah. She's going to die. I put her on the list.
How do you know that? Like, what's going on with
her? What's your inside source?
Gut. I got that.
I mean, did something happen in the news? Hasn't been on my
That's
radar.
That's why it's going to be a shocker when it happens, Jamie, that I was so dead on with this list.
Gotcha.
No, you don't want to pick. See, I could easily have picked Jimmy Carter last year, but that's a given, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Dick Van Dyke just turned
to... Okay, keep going.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He's going to kick it. We don't really like him, do we?
No,
we don't really like him. Judge Judy.
No, what? She's in great health.
We all like her, too.
And she has another show. Have you guys noticed she has another show?
No, I did not.
A court reporter, like she has two girls that sit on each side of her. One acts like she's court reporting or doing the, what's that called, where you like act like you're doing the...
A clerk?
Yeah, well, you know, that one.
Documents everything.
Yeah, what is that called?
It's a court reporter.
Court reporter. Yeah.
Recorder. That's what.
Whatever.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. So I think Judge Judy's going to kick it.
Nah, she won't. She's
look,
in great
it's
health.
My list. Okay. Oh, I'm just telling you.
She's fine.
She's got a lot of money.
Well, that's why when it happens, it's going to be a shocker to you guys.
That one's not a good one. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a good one.
Nope.
All right. My last one's Dan Rather. Dan Rather used to do the news.
Yeah.
He's going to kick it too this year. So that's my top five.
My son, we were playing different music or whatever. Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead
O'Connor.
Yeah.
Sinead, and I was like, it's Sinead. And he's like, what? No, it's not. And I'm like, it's Sinead O'Connor. He's like, Sinead. He'd never heard of her, ever.
She's dead, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she is.
I know this. Away, I understand.
All right. Harvey Weinstein. Let me go through the list one more time. Harvey Weinstein, Yoko Ono, Bill Cosby, Dan Rather, and Judge Judy. They're going to kick it this year. There you go. 2025. Goners.
I feel like it's going to be that Chiefs coach.
Andy Reid?
Yeah, he doesn't look so solid to me.
He is a big guy.
Yeah.
Well, I can swap him out.
Okay, because I feel
I'll
like
take
Judge
Dan Rather off and put him in there if you want.
I take Judge Judy and go with Andy because he feels like he's going to have a grabber.
He looks like he's going to have a grabber.
He has a large dude. Yeah.
He's had one before, hasn't he? Didn't he have a heart attack once before?
Probably.
I thought he did. Yeah. I thought there was something that happened to him that he was rushed to the hospital
with.
He needs
to get on semi-glutide.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's had heart palpitations.
Yeah, yeah. He was rushed to the hospital once.
He was.
Yeah, because I remember them searching for a gurney for him.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Big dude, you know. Gurney. You know, can't. Yep.
Yep.
Didn't really work.
DJ and Jamie.
Now, we're all alone.
I know we often don't do this, but did you make any New Year's resolutions?
We're doing dry January.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my whole group is.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to work out?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
for the entire group?
Yeah, we got no mojitos.
Yeah. Now, you don't have to.
Yeah, there's all kinds of... So, I don't know if you saw that study that just came out about alcohol and cancer and all that stuff.
I did see
that. And so, they're saying that alcohol companies are a little bit concerned about this. But the cool part is, all these alcohol companies now have come out with things like no mojito.
Yeah, like the mocktails.
Yeah, all the mocktails and drinks and stuff. And they're pretty good.
Now, when you look through the list of friends,
yeah,
just between you and I, okay,
sure, yeah,
is there any in there that you just feel a little bit of a question mark over their picture? You know, like
no,
maybe
they're
this
very honest
will...
about it. Like, there's one that's like, I'll try it for a day.
I'll give it a shot. 24
a dry
hours.
January 2?
Yeah, like literally, because I was one of those people to be full honest because we were supposed to start on Friday, but I was like, you guys, here's the deal. My plane just almost crashed, and I'm going to the bar.
I need something to cut that out.
So wait a minute. You've already broken it.
I did.
For a dry January.
I did.
Because you know what? You get a pass, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Yeah.
Now, normally, Jamie, for any other reason, like maybe a light went out at your house or something, I wouldn't give you a pass. But a plane almost skidding off the runway, I'll give you a pass on that. You got to go to the bar and have a couple of cocktails.
Well, and it was easy not to drink because I'm with my son. We're road tripping the whole way, right? So there's nowhere you're going to like, hey, son, want to go to the bar?
Yeah.
You know, so it was totally, even in Vegas, I was only downstairs for he can't gamble. So I was literally downstairs for 30 minutes or whatever. And you don't want to break it right then because you're just going to wake up the next morning and drive. So that was super easy. But then when I kissed him and said goodbye, you know, that's always tough. And then my plane almost crashes and I have now a 3-hour wait in California in a bar. I'm going to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
So. That one was a
game. Can't blame you on that.
Yeah.
And then, again, you know, we're back at work here. Something could happen here that you might have to, you know, have one too. So
I feel like nothing like that. That was a bad, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I have never felt like I was going to die like I did yesterday on an airplane. That was terrifying.
I've never had that happen. So Jamie's on the runway. They are going to take off. You get that speed going and all of a sudden,
There was three bangs.
Yeah.
And then even the flight attendant, because I was in the front and she was closing her eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, like this, like, oh God.
Yeah.
And, oh God, if she's doing that.
I always do the same thing. I always looked for them to react.
Yeah.
And to see if it's really bad.
She's facing me, right? And I can see her like going, oh God, what's happening? Are we going to crash into something? I thought the runway had buckled because it was so violent. I didn't even know what had happened.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they stop one like that.
Yeah. Well,
you get going. I mean, those things take off at 200 miles per hour.
It was pretty scary.
You know, and then you've got in the news, you had all those that happened around the world. It wasn't here in the U.S., but it did happen with Boeing. So, if your plane's popping and cracking and exploding, it could drive you to drink.
Yeah, it did. It did. And so I've already broken it. But, that's our New Year's resolution.
All right, you can start again.
We are doing dry January.
Okay, so you're back on again.
Of course,
You're back on again.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think you pull it off. Did you try this once before?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like I'm a big, oh my God, boozer.
Yeah, I thought you'd done it before.
Yeah, so it'll be all right. I'm not worried about it. I mean,
you got this.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy. I think there's a couple that, But the problem is that you replace it, right? So I have to figure out what I'm going to replace it with because, my God, when you go on a road trip, all you eat is gas station candy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just loading up on the junk.
I bet I gained like 800 pounds. I'm going to be on my 600 life, but going to be the 800-pound girl.
Well, I don't mind candy. Just don't go to meth or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I am licking my lips a lot, though.
I've seen that a lot, too, happen over the years.
Go to meth over alcohol?
Yeah, more people stop and do meth instead, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, a couple of the girls are going to go to edibles, but I don't like that stuff.
I don't.
That makes me paranoid. Yeah, so crazy. I don't know. Maybe blow pops. Yeah. I found that was kind of my thing.
I actually started something too with January. Yeah. I'm kind of trying to follow that whole, you know, this, I don't know why, but all the things that have been in the news about all the stuff that's in our food.
Oh, yeah.
Has kind of gotten to me.
Well, I've been preaching it for years.
I know you have.
And you're like, we're all going to die sometime anyway.
Well, it took a guy named RFK Jr. that can barely talk to explain it to me, okay? And now I'm seeing these articles of all these pesticides and things that are out there, you know, and washing your fruit and everything that when you order a Big Mac or something like that. And I'm starting to wake up to it. A little bit. So I started January.
Are you telling me you're believing now in organic?
No.
Ah,
no.
Okay.
No. I've not gone that far. I'm not crazy yet.
But that's the pesticide situation.
Yeah. But beyond that, I'm talking about, you know, the red dyes that you've talked about for years and things like that. So I'm trying to go with red meat and fruits and vegetables and stick with that.
But are you going with organic meat?
No.
No.
No. Grass fed and all that. Yeah. No. I've not gone full blown yet,
okay.
Jamie.
All right.
But I am watching. And guess what? I lost 4 pounds over the past week.
Nice.
Just going to that. But I've yet to eat anything that's really, you would consider very unhealthy for you.
Okay.
In the past, what is today? The 6th? So 6 days. Yeah. So 6 days. So that's my resolution. Now, will I break it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Probably within 24 hours.
Yeah.
But it is something I put out there.
I still feel like you kind of have because you're eating all the vegetables with pesticides and you're eating all the meat that's injected. So.
Man, I got to tell you, Jamie, I think it's impossible just to eat stuff that's not contaminated.
Go to
period.
Whole Foods.
I'm just saying. It's just really difficult.
You've never even been in Whole Foods. Go to Whole Foods. It's a whole different Oprah.
I found myself using that app. That you got that you turned me on to, where you put it on the food,
scan the barcode.
I actually used it at the grocery store over the past couple of weeks. Yeah,
it's
just
terrifying,
to see.
Isn't it?
Oh, just make you don't buy anything.
Well, that's what my kid and I were saying as we're road tripping. Like we couldn't find anything in these like convenience stores or anything to eat. You know, just to stop and eat.
You can't.
It's all bad.
Everything is junk for you.
Oh my God, I got to tell you this. So I finally saw the underground of the hot dog roller. I saw the underground how it works. So we're at a no-name gas station, right? And this chick, we're in like, I don't know where we are. I think Utah or somewhere. And she takes out a big like Tupperware thing with the blue lid, but it's not really Tupperware. It's a knockoff of Tupperware. And she pops it open and it's all big hot dogs, but they're not in plastic. They're just in this Tupperware. And she grabs them with her raw hands that she'd just been using the cash register.
No.
And she plops them on the roller.
No!
With her hands. Ugh. I saw the underbelly of the hot dog roller situation.
No, yeah. Didn't wash hands or nothing.
No, she just rang up somebody in their gas, and then she walked over there, plopped open a thing that didn't have any name on it, just grabbed them with her hands and put them on the roller.
You need to get 9 News on your side
or somebody on this one.
I'm
telling you,
that's deep.
Yeah, it is. But I was thinking maybe it just rolls long enough, it gets rid of all her bacteria.
It kills all the bacteria.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those.
I have at like a football game or something.
Yeah,
you know?
At a football game, a sporting event. I've never had one from a convenience store. I've never trusted.
It looks like people love them. But just know that she just grabs them right out of a plastic thing.
Every convenience store has them, so somebody likes them,
right?
I mean, there's a reason they're there. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's on Monday, January 6th. Welcome back, everybody.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If you have a husband or wife at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, please know that if they're out really late, it's also the porno convention. Yeah, so.
No kidding.
Yeah, they run them simultaneously. Yeah, the porn convention and the CES. Yeah,
So I thought they stopped that.
No, I think it's still a whole thing that they got going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with it. I don't know.
It might not be in the basement anymore, but they definitely have some stuff going on at the same time because they know a lot of people. We actually saw a bunch of people that couldn't speak English that were from Asia, and they were all over there. Some of them with bodyguards. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money. That Consumer Electronics Show brings so much money to Vegas.
Yeah.
And so you need, you know, your high-class hookers.
You sure do.
Yeah.
You sure do. Yeah, you need the best there is. You do. Yeah, they fly them from all over the country for that, too.
My son is like, hold up. Wait. The hookers are legal in this town? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my God, that's so weird. He goes, that should not be legal at all in our country. He goes, it's the United States of America. And I go, yeah, I know. I said, I feel bad, you know. And it's like all these poor girls and all that stuff. And he's like, is it true, like, that they have these, like, pimps that are mean to them and all that? You know, he's like wrapping his head around because when you get there, you realize it's legal because it's always been in movies.
It's legal in Vegas?
Yeah. Prostitution.
Yeah. I thought it had to be on the outskirts. You have to be at a brothel.
Yeah, one of those ranches.
You can't get, yeah, no,
you can,
no,
my
you're
friend.
Not supposed to.
Yeah, you can.
It's illegal. It's still illegal.
But, I mean, you can.
You might be able to. No, I'm just saying that legally you can't, but you can get them.
Because that's why they check your room card at the thing, because it's prostitution. Mm. It's basically legal. Anyway, the only thing is that in town, like, my friend bought a woman, and they didn't actually have relations. They just did other stuff.
Escort.
Yes.
Hanging out, man.
Yeah. So, anyway, but in his head, it's only been in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, he's like sitting there because they're handing you flyers.
So his mind was just blown.
Yeah, because as we're walking, they're handing you flyers for women of the night, you know, and he's like, I can just call her? I'm like, yep, you sure can. Yeah, yep. She'll just hang out with me? I'm like, yes, that's why she gave you a flyer. She'll just hang out with you. And he's like, why is she pretty?
There you go, right? Vegas.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's Vegas. All right, anyway. The Golden Globes were last night. And I'm telling you, people loved, what's her name?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, Nikki. They loved her. I watched some more of it, and she said it was the night of Ozempic. She was just, she had so many lines. She was so great. But we don't have, like, the really good stuff. We kind of have some, we won't even play it. But anyway, and then Demi Moore won for her role in some movie that she's never won a Golden Globe. So she was so excited because it made her what she said as a real actress. And here is her speech.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know, you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
I don't feel like that was off the cuff.
No.
I feel like she kind of had that ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, it's the Golden Globes. Is that a big deal in Hollywood? You lived in Hollywood. Is it? I mean, it's not the Oscars, but...
It's not the Oscars,
but... it's pretty big,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is pretty big, yeah. And plus, it's the time where they all drink. And so you can find people like that are like, hey, my God!
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
got it.
It gets a little kind of crazy, I guess. Anyway, she was in The Substance. Some people are calling it the worst movie they've ever seen. 2.5 hours of wasted time. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. But anyway, and then Zendaya turned heads at the 2025 Golden Globe Awards when she rocked a sparkling ring on her finger. A big old bauble. She also changed outfits and changed jewelry, but she did not take that off her finger, so we're thinking that she might be engaged to her boyfriend, Tom Holland. And by the way, Tom Holland is about 4, 5, 6, 7 inches shorter than her.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I can place him.
Yeah.
He plays Spider-Man, and he's about Carson's height.
Wow. Ooh, wow, that felt unnecessary.
2025. Wow. Man, wow. Oh, man. Anoush Vidal.
Hey, I'm going to take back that sweatshirt, bro.
Wow.
It's pretty accurate.
Wow. You don't know how high, you don't know how tall that guy Tom Holland is, and you don't know really how tall, you don't even know his height.
Yeah.
Carson's height or Tom Holland's?
Tom Holland's.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
Exactly.
I bet you I'm close.
See, that was a cheap shot for no reason.
Exactly. I mean, if you would have known his height,
I've seen pictures of both of them.
Carson under attack this morning. Man, you've got a new attitude today there, Shvedil. Just come out swinging.
By the way, Carson posted a picture of his daughter in her stroller with a cup of coffee. Hot chocolate, not coffee.
Cup of coffee.
And it has pulled the biggest numbers on our Facebook page ever.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Sure has.
I didn't even know that.
Yep. I mean, people love that picture of your daughter.
Well, because she's just like, it's just so cute because we're at Zoo Lights and she's just all bundled up, but she's got this warm cup of hot cocoa and she loved it.
And it's just, it's like a Hallmark picture. And so go to Facebook page. You have to scroll down a little bit, but it's the cutest picture. And yeah, so there, Shmadil.
Yeah,
that's my kid.
Yeah.
Anything you posted ever pulled big numbers on Facebook?
Not off the top of my head, I don't think so. Yeah.
So step off, buckaroo. Just kidding. All right, anyway, yeah, so Tom Holland. Let's see here. It says, Zendaya and Tom Holland are actually about the same size, but she's always wearing high heels. All right, Heidi Klum is returning to Project Runway. I mentioned that. That's exciting for a lot of people because people love Project Runway and they loved her on it. She hasn't been on it for a long, long time. The other thing is Meghan Markle. I guess she has like a new cooking show or something. I don't know. And she's trying to be the new Martha Stewart. But people are pushing back at her because apparently she filmed it in her neighbor's $7 million home.
We can all relate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like MTV Cribs when we found out all those people didn't own those homes at all. Sure. They were leasing them.
Such a lie.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Anyway, here's the promo for it.
Let's go. I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day.
Do you believe in magic?
We're not in the pursuit of perfection. Focus all up. We're in the pursuit of joy. Love is in the details.
I have to do it totally wrong to get it totally right.
Ugh.
That sounds so dumb.
It does.
It's getting terrible reviews already.
Yeah.
People hate her. They hate it. What can she cook? I don't see her making biscuit and gravy. Not at all. I mean, she doesn't know any recipes. Are you kidding me?
And didn't she say, like her whole life she was a big feminist and all this stuff and, you know, fight, fight, fight? She never mentioned that she was a baker.
No,
put her in like the kitchen. Homemaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is all a lie, in my opinion.
It is a lie.
Right? Like, okay, I know. But, you know, there's another, I won't even go into it. There's a lot of people that see Martha Stewart and think they can be her.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, she's just iconic. You can't be Martha.
No.
You can't be Martha. There's a guy that he's on, what's it called? Southern Charm. And he makes pillows and he's trying to be Martha. And it's driving me nuts. But anyway, this is a different Oprah. I realize I'm talking to three men. And so like I can't be like, oh my God, I saw him too.
I think if you're doing a cooking show, though, you've got to be able to, the audience has to buy the fact that you are pretty damn good in the kitchen, right? Yeah. I mean, you've got to sell that. And I don't think anybody buys it. Meghan Markle knows anything about the kitchen. Okay.
I do think that Trisha Yearwood, I think she probably is good in the kitchen.
She probably is.
Yeah, she has a cooking show, and she made that the top part of the restaurant at the bar. And so I feel like, you know, Trisha's like knows her chicken.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can pull it off. I think she knows fried chicken. I'm with you on that.
I think beefy women are believable.
Beefy women are believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like beefy. Believable.
What? What?
I like beefy.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because that's a slam against your wife. She's not beefy.
No, I didn't call anybody beefy. I just said I like beefy.
No, you got to read between the lines
beefy.
On that one.
No, right?
No, no.
Oh, I'll go on record. I love beefy.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Yeah. Meghan Markle's not beefy enough.
No, she's not.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Back from vacation, man. It's great.
BJ and Jamie.
They come back to near side. The Mims. He breaks it inside the 20, and he takes it home for the Denver touchdown.
On play action. Stepping up to the end zone, and that ball is caught for the touchdown.
Here's Nix. We are going to the playoffs, man.
Look out.
Denver Broncos. I saw somebody posted yesterday. They said against our defense. Patrick Mahomes yesterday didn't complete one pass.
That's funny.
I'm just saying.
I did like how Bo Nix, how he went around the whole, you know, place, and I was just now watching it. He was high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that victory was really lap. Cool. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if I'd done a victory lap, though.
Well, you would have died.
Well, you played the second-place team. I mean, the second squad, you know, you didn't play the starters.
No, I think he just did it because we're going to the playoffs. You know.
Well, I think they can win. I think they can beat Buffalo, so hopefully they can pull that off. We'll see what happens.
What did you say, Sunday at 11 a.m.?
Sunday in Buffalo. Who knows what the weather's going to be there. Speaking of weather, we have snow in our forecast, but man, there's an ice storm back east that's really causing havoc at the airport.
The Midwest, actually, is also under ice. Because my back home in Southern Illinois, all the trees are snapped. I mean, people's cars are destroyed. There's people that have branches coming through their homes.
Yeah.
Through the roof. I'm really concerned about what we're doing.
Yeah, it's nasty from anywhere from Kansas all the way back to the East Coast. So anywhere in that area, you're going to find, I think they said like 1,600 flights already canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, headed in that direction. And most of those were yesterday because the storm's starting to move more east now. But there's a lot of confusion out there and a lot of cancellations too.
You know what I've learned? Because United lost my luggage and I still don't have it back. I've learned only pack stuff you hate.
Yep. No kidding.
Yeah. Don't pack your faves. Yeah. Don't pack your faves.
No, leave those at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when they find your luggage, you have to go back to the airport to pick it up, or they deliver it to you. They send it to you, right?
Yeah, they're going
to
deliver it.
Well, that's mighty nice of them.
If they bring it.
If they can find it.
Yeah, because my app says it's here, but she says it's in California. So, yeah, seems to be a little disparagement between the app and her.
Is there anything in there that is irreplaceable?
Well, yeah. My Canada Goose coat.
Oh, no. I forgot about your guinea pig coat there you got. Oh, man. That thing's in there? You packed that for California, huh?
No, I packed it because we were stopping in Vail first.
Yeah, you had to go that way, and it was cold. Yeah. I get it. But, man, oh, man, that's an expensive jacket.
I know.
If they don't find that sucker. Now, will they pay you?
Is it insured? I don't know how it works. I don't know because not.
How do you prove it? How do you tell the airlines, like, my Canadian Goose jacket's in here. Yeah. That thing's worth, you know, whatever it's worth. And you got to pay me for it because... You know, anybody could claim that.
And not only do I have the jacket, but I have the pullover.
Oh.
Combo.
God, I hope they find it.
Dude, I have $2,000 in freaking Canada Goose just in my suitcase.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to pay for that.
If I worked for the airlines and you told me that, I'd say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Nobody has that. Really? Okay, yeah. You went to Bakersfield? Yeah. It's not like you went to Napa Valley.
Well, yeah, I drove all the way there.
You drove all the way to Bakersfield. You got $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
My son has to go to college in Bakersfield.
I wouldn't believe you. Well, you mentioned earlier that you stopped at the sewer.
What
was it? The septic tank of California, Bakersfield, California.
And don't forget Barstow, home of the thermometer.
I wouldn't believe you. If I worked for the airlines and somebody came up to me and said, I got $2,000 worth of jackets in there, I'd say, like, get that.
I know. How does that work?
I don't know.
Me either.
I have no idea.
I bet you have a cap amount. But they can only pay up to a certain amount.
Yes, Spadil?
Sorry, Spadil.
$3,800 is the most you can claim. Like, that's the value that you can get back.
Okay. Uh-huh. So well, that's good.
Well, why wouldn't everybody claim that?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, folks, listen. Got a tip for you. If you get luggage, it's lost, you're going to claim with the airlines, go to $3,800. No matter what, I don't care if your baggage is worth 200. Go 38. That's the max.
Well, and what about this? So I got these pair of pants that I really love from Zara, and they were only like $63 or something, but they don't make them anymore. Priceless.
Priceless.
They don't make them anymore. Zara's
$3,800, Jamie.
I'm telling
That's what
you.
They're worth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show in the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast there. It's going to snow. We got snow in the forecast, I think, late tonight, Jamie.
It says a decent increase is in unexpected snowfall totals overnight. I'm seeing anywhere. Ooh. It says there could be up to 8 inches in some parts.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
But that's more south. Yeah. And then where you live in Littleton. Wait, you live in Littleton, Lakewood, and where else do you live?
Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the outskirts.
Yeah, 3 to 7.
Yeah. 3 to 7.
Yeah, 3 to 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's gone up since we got to work this morning because when I first saw it earlier this morning, it was 2 to 4 inches.
Right.
Now it looks like it's 3 to 4, maybe even 4 to 6 inches for the metro. So...
Yep. So
it's gone
knows?
Up just a little bit. You know what happens this weekend? National Western Stock Show starts.
Oh, it does?
I think it does.
Oh,
I think it starts this Saturday, if
it
I'm
does?
Not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it's this Saturday. Maybe it's Saturday, Sunday? Yeah. But I think the parade, which I've never been to, is Friday morning, I think it is.
You got to go and get your bamboo sheets.
Yeah. Every time. Bamboo sheets.
Yeah, it's a staple at the stock show.
It really is. People flock to get those sheets.
Bamboo sheets?
You got to get the bamboo sheets.
It's a staple?
It's a staple. They smell like cow manure, but once you get them home and wash them, they're great.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that. I've only been out to the stock show once. I went out to the bull riding once. That's the only time I've been out there.
Yeah.
But I had no idea about the sheets was a thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. You got to get the bamboo sheets.
Every time the stock show comes around, my first thought is, my first memory, and I wasn't even there, is Ralphie in the Button Busted.
Yeah, he did.
When we first got together to do this show, Jamie, that was the year, the first year, he was 5 years old.
Yep.
And they do the mutton busting where they put the
sheep.
Kids. He rode a sheep. That's pretty crazy.
I love
isn't
watching
it?
That. It's the best thing
it's
ever.
It's so funny because then when he got off of it, he fell off of it, right? But when he got off of it, he looked like Nixon. If you remember, Nixon did the two-piece signs and
up
was bent
air.
Over. And my son was kind of bent over a little bit because I think it hurt. And he did the two-piece signs. It was a little five-year-old Nixon out there. And the crowd went crazy because he was just like Nixon.
I'm going to tell you right now, because Jamie has the video. When I saw the video and I saw him on there just bucking along as he's riding it down through there on that sheep, and then all of a sudden at the end of it he jumps off and throws those fingers up in the air, I said, that boy's going places. That kid is going places, because I can tell you right now, Frog being 6 years old, he would never do it. It would be something that he would have to see somebody else do it. He would have to hold his hand. He wouldn't be in Ralphie.
Really?
Ralphie took it by the reins, baby. He rode that sheep as far as you could ride it.
I know, but I've been around Frog. He doesn't seem like he...
He's a little timid at stuff
that.
No. Yeah, but Ralphie, and I think most kids would be like Frog. I don't think most kids are like your kid. Your kid jumped on and held on.
Full send.
Oh, dude, when you watch the video, I mean, he's a cowboy.
But then they get to the age of about 7 or 8, and they see that they have a 3-foot trophy in their bedroom with a sheep on the top, and they go, this is what my kid said. We walked in, and he goes, well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
He made me take it out of his room because he didn't want a gigantic sheep trophy. I was like, it's 3 feet. Who doesn't want a 3-foot trophy? He's like, Mom, it's got a sheep on the top.
You should have given it to Spadil. I think he would like it.
Yeah. But it would mean different things.
Would you like to have the sheep trophy for your room?
I love sheep.
That'd be a great talk conversation piece, right?
Oh, my God. Most kids love trophies no matter what they are, right?
Can't you see some of your friends coming to your house, Spadil, and walk into your room and there's a sheep trophy?
It's definitely
they'd
a conversation
like,
starter.
Dude, what's going on here?
3 feet high of sheep. And you know what? And he's like, Mom, just throw it away. Like, this is embarrassing. I have a sheep. But it's in the basement, packed deep in the basement, and someday I'm bringing it out. Someday.
You should hide it when he gets a house. Hide it in his house somewhere.
Yeah. Are you serious? There's actually a sheep on top of the trophy?
On the Bible.
Or when he graduates, you should just bring out all of his awards and have like a big party. party.
I'm thinking his wedding. I'll be like,
yeah.
And dude, I present you with your sheep trophy.
I think you could put that on eBay and get hundreds of dollars for a sheep trophy. I mean, those are hard to find on back.
Yeah, I don't know where you find the screw-on sheep for the either. Top.
Some wacko job out there would buy that sucker from your heartbeat, right? That's sad. That's great, though. Oh, all right, the National Western Stock Show, it does start Saturday, right? The 11th. It starts the 11th, and I think the parade is Friday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
I always like get a little anxiety with that parade. I feel like some of those steers are going to go like AWOL.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what. I feel like just a big goring is going to happen. Yeah. I don't know why I feel like that.
Like the running of the bulls at downtown.
I'm kind
of
with you on that. Yeah. It looks a little sketchy.
Yeah, because those big horn sheep, you know, or not sheep, big horn, whatever those cattle are. Oof,
that longhorns.
Longhorns, that's what it is, sorry.
Longhorns.
Do you remember when they got loose in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
And they were chasing people into the bank?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. It was terrifying.
Yeah, I think they give these cows shots, though, before they do the parade.
I'm seeing that the parade starts Thursday, January 9th at noon.
Okay.
It's going to start at Union Station at 17th Street, and then it ends at 17th and Glenarm.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Thursday instead of Friday, right?
I mean, because I always thought about taking my kid there, but I was like, there's going to be an incident.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I think they spike their food with like one of those edibles.
Oh, you
know, one
of those make them chill.
Yeah, one of those that chill you out. You'd have to do that to a longhorn before you parade him down the street with thousands of people out there, would you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have to tone him down a bit?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
They give him all Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when Spadil shows up for work. I figure if you could take a shot at Carson this morning, I could take a shot at you, pal.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You're saying today there could be snow?
But the Weather Channel, I get notifications from the Weather Channel, but they're also always a little off. I just got one that says, heavy snow for Lakewood, really cold in Lakewood. That's all from the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching this story on these. Have you seen the story on the egg prices? And how they're out of control.
Okay, but I have questions.
All right, because I'm glad you do, because I'm a little confused on it, too.
Because I don't know. It's the internet, right? So one person keeps posting that they can't find any eggs. Another person keeps posting showing tons of pictures of eggs everywhere at every grocery store.
All right.
So what's the truth?
I went to the grocery store just a few days ago. You know me, Jamie. I go every other day or so. I saw no problem. Saw no problem.
All right.
But I will say, just like you... My gosh, my feed is nothing but people complaining about there are no eggs. There were plenty when I went to the store. So I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not seeing it personally.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing
it. I'm glad that you told me. I haven't been in Colorado for a few days, so I didn't know. I was like, what's going on? You guys have no eggs?
So I don't really know if that's the case or not. Spadil, what are you saying?
I'm seeing that there's a lot. I see eggs when I go to the store. The problem is how expensive they are now, man. That's like $4.50 for a pack of 12.
A pack of 12.
It's called a dozen.
A dozen
eggs.
You knew what I meant, right?
You're not buying a 12-pack of beer, son.
There's 12 eggs in the carton.
It's a dozen eggs.
It's a pack of 12.
Dozen eggs.
Okay.
Dozen eggs.
It's like $4.50, though, for a dozen eggs.
Listen. And some people are saying that it's because of the new Colorado law.
Right.
That's why we're having it. Spadil tells me this morning that's not the case, because I saw a lot of that too on the internet. Uh-huh. Okay, so I don't know for sure, but here's the audio.
Cage free, right?
Because of the cage free. Was it a new law that took effect?
So they passed it. It was in like 2020 or 2021, right? And then they had 5 years to get ready for it. And this January 1st was when it fully took effect.
Here's the story.
In grocery stores across the country, it's become a familiar sight. Empty shelves and high prices for eggs.
I bought them the other day. I think they were around $4 for a dozen.
It's due largely to the ongoing impact of a nationwide...
No, for a pack of 12, lady.
Pack
what
of
the
12.
Hell? It's not a dozen.
Exactly.
Spadil told you it's a pack of 12.
$4 for a dozen.
It's due largely to the ongoing impact of a nationwide bird flu outbreak.
The supply of...
Oh, it's the bird flu.
Oh, it's not even about cage eggs.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought it was caged eggs.
They say they're having a hard time getting hens.
Oh, we got hen problem.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I didn't even know.
It's the bird flu.
Boy, the internet couldn't be more wrong then.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that With it being all across the country, it wouldn't be the Colorado law.
No, right. Exactly. So yeah, the internet so that does make is a sense. Complete lie.
Because I'm with you, Jamie. I thought it was because of our laws here that took effect at the first of the year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, a 12-pack all of a sudden costs you $4.50. What do I know?
The internet is a lie, you guys. It's just a lie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, put me down. We're like buying squares for the game.
I know, but I feel like a bookie.
Yeah.
Well, right? So my friend just asked me if I went in on a square, right, for the Super Bowl. And
No, for the playoff game, isn't it?
No, it's for the Super Bowl.
Oh. No, I thought we were doing it for this Sunday. No. Well, take me out. All take right, me back out. Take me back wait, out. Says, well, the Super Bowl's too far away. You know me, Jamie. I love instant gratification. Wait, I want this
so
week
you
to
don't,
do.
Because he said he would buy you one. No. No
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, put me back
oh
in.
Oh, my God.
Of course you're going to do it.
Put me back in. It's okay, gambling. Okay. I'll do it. But I was hoping it was for this Sunday for the Bronco game
It was for
okay.
Super Bowl.
My bad. Yeah, keep me in. No. I don't know if I want.
Which is it?
Yeah, I'm in. Okay. I'm in. Right, put me in for the Super Bowl, and I'll catch you on payday. Things are tight right now. I mean, just after the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, things get really tight. Okay. I was looking, though.
No, but are you serious? Because I just told him to get you a
square. No, I'm in. I'm in.
Because you got to pay him.
$100.
I know. It's not like me where we're like, and like he's really buying us.
Like he wants the money.
Yeah, but I don't know him. So.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
yeah,
I know him?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of weird. Take me back out again.
Listen.
No, I'm in. Put me in for the squares. Squares is a weird game. If you've never played the squares, it's bizarre because you put money in, and it's a big pool, and there's X amount of squares. There's a certain number of squares, and they draw out blind numbers. And whatever number you get, you can tell up front if you've got a good chance or not. Mm-hmm. Like in football, if it ends at a 4 or a 7 or a 3, you're looking pretty good. 0 is a pretty good number. But when you get one of those crappy numbers, like a 6 or a 2.
I know.
Something like,
this is full out like blind gambling.
And you almost know before the game starts, I don't have a shot in hell.
I mean, do we really have $100 just to blow like this?
Not really. It's never stopped me before. I was looking at the forecast for Sunday. You would think of Buffalo because that is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be partly cloudy and 32 degrees at kickoff.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. We're used
to that.
That's not
bad.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So I think we have a chance.
Okay.
All right. Today, Jamie and I were just seeing this for the first time in Carson, too, sitting here in the studio. Today is divorce day.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Never heard of it.
Okay, me either. When did this come up?
You know, we go around here every single year. It seems like something pops up that's been around for 20 years, and we're hearing about it for the first time. And I don't feel like we're that unplugged people, you know?
No, but we have it like with the weather, like the weather words. Remember, they came out with some kind of weather blizzard thing?
Yeah, bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone was a big one.
Remember, we never heard of that one?
I know.
Yeah, so today is officially divorce day.
I've never heard of this.
Well, I guess that what people do is they hang on for dear life through the holidays.
So if you're miserable, you probably got through the holidays just gritting your teeth.
Yep.
Like, I hate this son of a... Yeah. I can't stand living with this person, even though we have kids together.
Right.
But it's time to get out of here. And then when the holiday is over, this is the day that most people go in and file.
Exactly.
For a divorce.
That's what they said. Today is the biggest day to file for a divorce because not only do you realize that you probably overspent, you know, over the holidays, so now you're broke, but also maybe they got you something that you hated.
Yeah.
And then that was the last straw.
And then you hate your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, you hate your father-in-law. You hate everybody. And you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We have. Yeah. Well, I have, but
me
I don't.
Too.
Yeah, you have. Right?
Yeah.
So we've all been there.
Yeah.
And so today you're just like, okay, new year. I'm done being miserable. I'm done being in this horrible marriage. It's a new year. I'm getting out.
And statistically.
Yeah.
It backs this up.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
I had no idea. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, so are you filing today?
No.
Are you Carson?
I'm not, but I hope she's not. I don't know about her.
I got news for you. I talked to her over the weekend.
I will say she doesn't look that happy in the pictures.
Wow.
I mean, like, her smile's like, why does Carson have to be in the picture?
Don't say this. I'm not going to overanalyze everything that I do.
What did you get her for Christmas?
I got her two front windows tinted for her. on her new car. She really wanted it.
Oh my God, this is divorce day.
You got her what?
I got her windows. Her windows tinted.
Well, that was it.
Well, and I got her a back massager too.
Ew.
No, she loves it.
What's his name?
She says she loves it.
That's who she's running off with, by the way. What's his name, Larry?
Larry.
Larry, the back massager
you got
guy?
The worst gifts ever.
Why?
That's terrible
it
gift.
It is horrible.
Why? She loves it.
Yeah, sure she does. We all lie. God.
Just window tinting. It just
seems
she a
really
weird.
Wanted her windows tinted because she got a new
just
car.
Just drive over and have them done. It doesn't count as a gift.
Why not?
Because
you could have easily bought her like a round trip to the Stanley Cup playoffs or something. Right. Something that you enjoy. Wasn't that what you did last time?
Year, yeah.
Wasn't that what he bought her last time?
Yeah.
It was like her birthday, and he took her on a trip. Yeah. So we're going
to
do a getaway for your birthday.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a hockey game that he wanted to go see because he'd never been to that stadium before. That was her gift, right?
Yeah. Well, now he wants the windows tinted on the car. Oh, I mean, she does.
She does.
Yeah, wink.
And a back
she's
massager.
She's excited about it.
And a back massager.
Named Larry. That dude, he's got his own room, right?
By the way, that back massager is always iffy because, you know, and I know. It always comes around to the front.
No, I didn't know.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, back from vacation. A couple of weeks off for the holidays. Jamie took a road trip, taking Ralphie back out to college.
What a whole thing. First of all, on Thursday, we got stuck on I-70 for like 3 hours. I don't know if anybody had that happen too, but we put it in park. And then finally, we just gave up and we peeled out and got a hotel.
Unbelievable, because I saw Saturday morning, I got up and flipped on Fox 31, and they were doing a little traffic report on I-70 going into the mountains for people going skiing, and it was just bumper, not even moving. But I've been in that situation before, get stuck on I-70 and nowhere to go.
So we have a 20-hour drive, right? And so 3 hours in, we gave up.
That's depressing, isn't it?
It was. Well, we made it funny because you can't get mad, like, you know, right? But I will tell you, there is a whole gouging thing going on with those hotels. When they know you're stuck up there, they raise the price like you cannot believe.
But if I owned a hotel
I would
there,
do too. I know.
Let me just be honest. If you and I ran a little BJ and Jamie Ann up there,
that's true.
We'd be doing the same thing. You see a snowstorm coming, you know I-70 is going to be closed. Yep. All of a sudden, my rate goes from, $69 a night to $6,900 a night, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because if you've ever been up there and the road get closed and you get in your situation that you were, You'll take anything.
Yeah.
You'll mortgage the house for it.
But here is the worst part about all of it. So I went up to Glenwood Springs, right? And then I spent Glenwood Springs, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever. And then I drove back down, picked up my son, and then we went that way and then got stopped for three hours.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So your son was in?
It was in Denver.
Oh, so you went to Glenwood Springs, came back, got your son.
Yeah, and drove up and then stopped.
Went down the mountain, went to go back up, and got stuck.
Yeah, I went up, down, and then halfway.
That's a lot.
Man, that's feeling like spinning your wheels and
going
nowhere.
Oh, my God, I know. I was why didn't I just take a train to Glenwood Springs, and then you could have come up, because the Amtrak train goes to Glenwood.
Yeah.
And then that way he could have just come up on his way up.
And
it was
picked you up.
It was not well planned.
That's crazy.
It's not well planned.
Yeah, it gets crazy, though, in I-70, man. Well, everybody knows that.
This was all to take his truck out to the university. So, man,
you're lucky you found the room, though. Even if it is, whatever it is that you found, you're still lucky because, I mean, look at all the people up there that are scrambling for a room.
It was awful.
I mean, because you'll take anything at that point. You'll take an Airbnb that is not really even an Airbnb, that somebody just offers you a room to stay in.
Well, we took bed bugs.
It kind of comes from the territory.
It does,
I guess.
Right? It's fine. It was fine.
Wow.
We got a room like it was below the basement. Like it was, you could only see.
Oh, so it was the last room that they had.
Yeah, it was the last room. And I don't know what it is about the handicapable rooms that like kind of like I don't know. I feel bad that I'm in it, but I also feel like kind of, I don't know.
I'm the same way.
And it's not fair because they're fine, but I don't know. I just.
We got one also. I forgot where we were at, but we got one too. And it does make you feel kind of bad.
It does.
You feel like that somebody really needs this.
Yeah.
And here I am staying in this. They gave me this handicap room.
I know. It makes me feel like when you, yeah. You know, if somebody parks in a spot or something, yeah, what if somebody needs this?
It's like using that stall in the bathroom.
Right. It is. When it's the only one empty.
Yeah. It shouldn't be in there when there's handrails. I know. That's where I should be staying. I know, not at this point anyway.
What do you do? Okay. So that's a great question because what do you do? Every stall. At, let's say the airport is full.
Yeah.
But that one is open.
I use it.
Me too.
Yeah, I do it.
Okay. Right. Gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you come limping in, you're gonna have to wait.
My son told me, because remember we went through all, because we had to go like Northern California. So we went through like Barstow and Bakersfield and all these places. And my son told me, he's like, oh, I go, what happened? He goes, there was, and we're stopping at all the worst gas stations, right? To pee all the way along the way. And he's like, there was some guy in there and he's taking the biggest dookie mom. Oh. And he goes, Annie is watching reels.
Oh! Blown up the bathroom.
Oh, so nasty.
What's wrong with that? Is that a problem?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Divorce Monday.
Divorce Day. Woo! Yes, officially.
Hurry, file your papers.
Today is known as Divorce Day, we found out, because people fake it over the holidays, acting like they like each other when they can't stand each other.
Yep.
And today is the official day where people file for divorce. Happy day.
Yes.
It is crazy. Statistically, the most, like, nuts. Also, Nine News just put out a thing today that watch out for a norovirus. I guess they've reported more cases than ever. It usually starts the first week of December, and they've had an uptick in norovirus. That usually happens on the cruise ships, stuff like that. But they're saying that it is also well known if you share food. It can live on utensils, countertops, all that stuff. It said basically the only way to get rid of it is wash your hands with the soap. The soap.
There's no medication for it?
No. Nope.
Got to deal with it, huh? Isn't it a lot like the flu? I think it is.
Well, I don't know. It just says it's
you
a
throw
poop,
up.
Poop.
Yeah.
Puke.
That's the flu.
And you feel horrible.
Yeah. That's the flu.
Yeah. Is that the flu, though?
Kind of, sort of.
I never know which one the flu is.
I don't know
is.
Either. They're all a virus. I don't get it.
Yeah. I never know which one is flu. Anyway, hey, Bojangles is coming to Pueblo.
I know.
I've never been to a Bojangles.
Never?
No.
No, they're pretty good.
What is it?
Pretty good. Chicken.
Is it chicken?
Yeah. Kind of like Popeyes.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Anyway, yeah. So Bojangles is the first Colorado location, and it's coming to Pueblo.
They have good biscuit and gravy.
Oh.
Yeah, take it from a Southern kid.
Yeah, okay.
Good stuff.
Good.
Yeah, Bojangles.
Bojangles. Yeah. Sounds tasty. All right. Let's see here. What else? Oh, the Golden Globes were yesterday, as we mentioned. And last night, sorry. Last night. And I guess Demi Moore won. She's never won a Golden Globe. So she was super duper excited. Although people are saying the movie was absolutely horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
It's called
The Substance.
The Substance. And people are saying it was 2.5 hours of a waste and all that stuff. But I don't know. But
I feel bad for her because it's her only award she's ever won.
How do you win, though, if something's so crappy?
I guess she just looked like Demi Moore, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm so pretty. She did look fabulous, by the way.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, she looks amazing. Shoot. All right, anyway, here's her acceptance.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years, and this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
You know, just as we've never heard of Divorce Day, I've never heard of Popcorn Actress.
Me either. That's a new one too.
Yep. Aren't everybody that's at the movies, aren't you a popcorn actress? I mean, every time I go to the movies, I get popcorn.
Well, yeah. I know what you're saying. And it's weird because Madill holds the bucket for you.
Yeah.
Between his legs. You know, hold the bucket for me.
I tell you what, I've never watched the Golden Globe since they dissed La La Crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't win a Golden Globe, and I've not watched it since.
Well, maybe Sonic the Hedgehog will pull through for you, because right now it's making $21 million, and it's, let's see here.
21?
Yeah, $21.2 million. It came in second over the weekend.
That's not much.
Well, I think that's just weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's also been out for a couple days, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah, I think it came out in December.
Yeah, because that's only for... Right.
I thought it was opening weekend. It's not a
Total earnings has been $187 million.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. That's Sonic.
It says helping the overall franchise cross $1 billion worldwide. $1 billion for Sonic the Hedgehog?
The new one has Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves in it.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Schmidel.
Yeah. Keanu's a really good shadow. So,
what?
Yeah.
What did he just
say? Shadow.
What?
Shadow the Hedgehog.
He's a character.
He's a character in the new ones.
Knuckles?
Uh-huh. Well, Knuckles was in Sonic 2. This one introduces Shadow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's no Caillou. Sorry, that's what we grew up with. I mean, not me, but my kid.
Yeah.
I'm just a little boy. Caillou. Why don't you grow any hair, you freak? You're like 12. It's weird. I don't know if he has alopecia or what, but he can't grow hair.
Yeah, we never got to that one.
Yeah, well, I think it was over by the time you guys came around. All right, anyway, Meghan Markle. People are giving her a lot of crap. Apparently, Meghan Markle now is the new Martha Stewart. You know, she came out with, like, olive oil and stuff. And so she's trying to come up with this brand, the Meghan Markle brand, just like Martha Stewart. And she's introduced a new cooking show. And here is the promo.
Let's go. I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day.
Do you believe in magic?
We're not in the pursuit of perfection. Focus all up. We're in the pursuit of joy. Love is in the details.
I have to do it totally wrong. To get it totally right.
Hmm. Does she have that kind of fan base? I mean, I know Carson loves her.
Yeah,
but
I know
I'm just saying, does she have that kind of fan base that something like this can work?
I don't
feel like she does.
Not where I believe that she's a homemaker.
No.
No, I haven't seen that side of her
at
like,
all.
To like follow her cooking tips.
I mean, you're married to a prince.
Yeah. Like you have people.
You have that guy with the tuxedo with the tray in his hand.
The butler.
Waits on you. Yeah, that dude. You have that guy.
You have your very own Jeeves.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. I think maybe she's trying to be more likable, perhaps.
I don't know. The more they put her out there, or she puts herself out there, the more I don't like her. I swear, I don't know what
fair.
It is.
I know, because it's not
and
fair.
She's done nothing to me, but I just despise her for some reason.
Well, and I think that it's not fair we don't like her, but we still like the prince, because they both did it to themselves when they did that Oprah thing and just put the, you know, like the nail in the casket or whatever. I just felt like I hated everything that Prince Harry did to what he's known and been raised as.
Yeah.
You know, over a woman's hoo-ha.
Yeah.
A royal hoo-ha.
Royal hoo-ha.
I mean, the things a hoo-ha can make you men do.
Jamie.
I mean, look at you.
Go on and on.
You have a father-in-law who's going to live in your basement because of your royal hoo-ha.
Well, it's not royal.
Oh, what?
What?
Well, we're not kings and queens over there at my house.
Dude, I'm just saying all the wrong
we're not
things.
Royal people. I'm just saying we're not royal blood.
Really? Thanks for explaining that.
Okay.
Well, you're I just want to make sure the basement,
there's no
man.
Confusion like I'm the king of Littleton or something.
I feel like you're going to be in the basement. Yeah. Exactly what you just
Father
said.
Father-in-law's going to live upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the basement, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Meghan Markle. I don't know why I should hate her, but I do.
I know.
But it's just everything she does and everything she touches. It's almost like she tries too hard to be in our lives.
It is true.
And like, leave me alone.
Oh, well, but now she has our new Martha Stewart, right, I guess.
Maybe she's got a good cookie recipe. I don't
know. Amazon has exclusively licensed an upcoming documentary film on the former and incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, to be directed by somebody. A studio spokesman calls the film an unprecedented behind-the-scenes look at the First Lady and third wife of Donald Trump. I watched one about, I watched a documentary. Who was the woman? I think it was Mrs. Reagan. And it was a documentary on her. It was like 2 a.m. in the morning and, you know, you're just up or whatever. And she was so meticulous in the White House that they had to draw exactly where her figurines went on different shelves and stuff. Yeah. When they dusted, it had to be perfectly lined up because she had OCD.
Oh. Who, Miss Reagan?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Nancy, yeah. Because it all had to be so perfectly...
Because she would notice if it was off by an inch.
By a little bit.
Wow.
So they had to have like a diagram where they set it in the actual cutouts of the place. That would be a pain in the ass.
Tough to live with her.
I know, right?
God. Yeah, that'd be a tough marriage.
Although, I don't know if you guys have ever had it. I had a cleaning lady that... She didn't like how I had my frames set up. Like, I have frames with pictures in it on a shelf. And every time, she turned them all to the left.
She would rearrange it?
She rearranged them every time.
Maybe she knew somebody in the picture.
I
know that dude.
I had them turning towards each other. You know how you like kind of...
That's the way you're supposed to.
I don't know how you do it, but she turned them all left. Every one of them. And I was like, why does she do that every time?
That's a fun little game.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Don't you hate it when people come in your house and they rearrange your house?
Yeah.
I told you my mother-in-law, like, she moved the silverware drawer. She didn't like where it was in conjunction with the dishwasher. She thought it was too far to walk for silverware. What? You walk in your own house, you open the silverware drawer, and she's moved it? Who does that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's
just playing head games.
The pictures is one thing because I would think, you know, maybe you dusted, you forgot exactly how it was sitting, okay? But rearranging the silverware, it takes a little bit of, a little cocky.
Bitty.
Yeah.
The meat is so tender. I was like, oh my God, why did I marry your son?
Yeah. Well, thankfully you poisoned her. She's gone now.
She's in a better place.
Divorce day came
so fast. Tender. Jamie, isn't
that rat poison, it works well, doesn't it?
She kept saying it. Isn't it tender, Jamie? The meat is so tender. Yes, Louise, it's tender. For the love of God. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabo.
I feel like that report ended on hatred. That's a very negative report.
Sorry.
BJ,
sorry.
Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I know this is a breaking news or anything, but have you tried those new fries over at Chick-fil-A? You heard about this?
No, I haven't heard.
They've swapped out their oil. Okay. They're using this, what's it called, pea starch?
It's like a pea protein.
Yeah, it tastes like pea.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, they've got a new thing they're cooking in, pea starch, I think it's called, part of their oil, right? They've added this to it. And Jamie, it's absolutely horrible. We got some over the weekend, and it was terrible.
Well, you're not wrong. I'm reading an article right now. I just looked it up. Customers are not happy. Whatever you have done, please undo it.
Look, I don't really care for the waffle fries to begin with. They're a little big.
What was
and
that? Wait, what was that singing?
Twist.
What was that? Where did that come from? Is that a new thing?
Spadil's getting a tattoo.
Wait, what? What?
Spadil's getting a tattoo.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. He came in here talking about it a few minutes ago. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah?
Why are you doing it? I don't understand you, pal.
What are you getting? Tell us everything.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so there's this show that I really like. It's called Dan to Dan, all right? The main character on it's called Ken. I'm going to get his face tattooed on my arm.
What?
Yeah.
Ken.
Ken.
Cool. Yep.
From Dan who?
Dan to Dan.
Dandy Dan.
Yeah.
All right, Dandy Dan, he's getting Ken on his arm, but it cost $1,000.
Well, it's $150 an hour. I'm not sure how long it's. She said it's going to be 4 to 6 hours.
6 hours. All right, do the math.
Uh-huh.
$1,000.
Yeah, about like $700.
For Ken on his arm.
Whoa, did you win the lottery or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, actually. Nice. I was that guy that won out in California.
All right, you're going to have it on Monday, right? Because you're getting it all done in one city.
It should be done in one sitting, yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll see it Monday. We'll post it.
Okay, sounds good.
I've never heard of Ken. Have you?
From Barbie.
From Dan to Dan?
Barbie.
No, this is Dandy Dan.
No, Ken's. Ken is the only one I know is from Barbie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only one I know.
So this isn't Dan. This is Ken from Dan.
Yeah. Dandy Dan.
Okay. Dandy Dan,
something
Ken.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look this guy up.
Right, I've never heard of it, but it's very important to him.
So some guy named Ken that doesn't even get first billing.
It just seems a little weird to us, Spindell. And we're not gonna harp on you. Do whatever you want to do. It's your body. Yeah. It's your choice. That's it, right?
Nice. Yeah.
Your body, your choice. Yeah. Okay. So you do whatever you want to do. But getting a character from a TV show tattooed on you, just I don't know. I just don't know if I've ever heard of that before.
Well, I just really like, cause the whole show is about him being like this super awkward dude, and he has to kind of overcome that to become the person that he wants to be, right? So I just really identify with that.
See, I identify with this. I gave you $1,000 for Christmas because I always try to help you out because you always complain about money.
Jamie,
I don't want to be your mom. I don't want to be your mom, but for me, I don't want to do that anymore because you make really poor decisions with it. Now, here's the thing. When you give people money, you're not allowed to dictate how they spend it, right?
Right.
Because it's a gift.
Jamie.
But, you know, when you try to help somebody out and then they put a freaking thing on their arm that they're not going to care about in a few years when they could have put it in a high quality mutual fund and earned, you know, 15% of it.
We weren't going to go here.
I'm
we
not.
Weren't going to go here. We weren't going to go here.
It's a disappointment to your mother.
I split it. I split it up. I thought it'd be cool to do fun for half of it and then serious with the other half. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, if you can afford to have that kind of fun, you go for it.
Yeah. I like fun that goes away. I don't want permanent fun. Like a tattoo.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. If I'm going to get a picture, say of even my wife, for example, if I'm going to put her name and picture on me, I want it to be one of those temporary tattoos. Because you just never know.
Yeah, it's peeling
off. You could, like, use your own boobs and, like, tattoo her boobs like that. You know what I mean? It's like, you're kind of like, you got a little bit of a rack and then put her head, like, right here. And, like, just that'll look good. Like you're wearing her boobs.
All of a sudden, this didn't turn. No. This is not as fun
this
anymore.
This went south fast.
This went an entirely different direction than I wanted it to go.
Will this be your first tattoo?
It is going to be my first tattoo.
Do you have
it
one,
is Carson? Kid?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You have that tamp. What's it called?
Double hockey.
No, tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the hockey puck.
A little hard. A little hard over a hockey stick.
Right in his middle of his back.
I think it says like he bent over it. It says Gretzky. I'm like, what the hell?
And you have that one on your butt cheeks, the B and the B.
Yep. What the hell happened?
You know, get it, Bob.
I get it.
TJ and Jamie.
No, it's a good name.
Tortellini.
But we just fly different. You and I fly different.
We do fly different.
Yeah, because you're over there, and you, I guess you got what, a credit or something like that with your airlines?
Flight credit, from United.
Because you bit into a what now?
So I ordered the tortellini, and there was something hard in it, and so I pulled it out of my mouth. I was like, what the heck? And so I called the flight attendant. I was like, something's crazy in my tortellini. And so she's like, would you like miles or flight credit? And I said, I'd like the flight credit. So she gave me $100 for almost chipping my tooth.
Hey, Spindell.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about tortellini. They have tortellini on there. I've never had tortellini.
Well,
no,
a flight? There was a choice. You could have chicken and rice, tortellini, or you could have a chef salad.
Spindell, you and I, we get pretzels.
That little bag that goes. I'm lucky if I get pretzels.
That little bag that goes nowhere. And now they charge for the soda. No. She's eating tortellini.
But you can order the snack pack. I've been back there. You can get the snack pack.
For $16.
You gotta pay.
You get it for free where you're sitting, along with your tortellini.
Well, they don't give us snack packs up there.
Well, no. They save them for us back there for $16 a pop. While you're up there, you know, chipping a tooth on your tortellini.
Isn't it funny? I almost died on this flight, right? We had an aborted takeoff, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, because of, like, I think the compressor broke in an engine. And just based on the YouTube videos I saw, it sounded exactly like that. It was like, boom, boom, boom. And then he hit the brakes. I don't get any money for almost dying, right? And then they've lost my bags. I still don't have my bags. And I guess they land here today at like 11 from California. That's what the bag tracker says. No money for that. But almost chip a tooth on a tortellini, get $100.
Old tortellini teeth.
Yep.
Over here. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy flight. And I love United usually, but man, it was a day.
Didn't one of the airlines switch over and now they serve like a Burger King or something like that? One of them went to a fast food or KFC or something?
Smashburger, right?
Was it Smashburger?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, yeah.
Man, they should all do that.
I know.
I'd pay for like a, you know, a chicken pack of KFC or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd pay for that on a flight. Yeah.
It's Delta has Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Oh, Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Man, nice. I got to fly Delta. Is that only in first class?
No,
everybody on the flight.
Yeah, it's everyone.
Yeah. Oh, I got to fly Delta. Yeah.
Oh my God. There was a girl. It cracked me up, right? So we're all flying. And, you know, to me, like, I just fly first class because it's just more comfortable, right? I mean, I hate the middle and all
and
that.
And the tortellini.
And I like the tortellini. I don't lie. Tortellini is a friend of mine. Anyway, but I just like it, and I have the miles and whatever, and why not use them? But there was a girl in there. Oh, my God. She wore her sunglasses the whole time.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, really?
The lights are off in the cabin. Yeah. She's got her shades on.
I'm like, okay, amateur.
Let me tell you what it's really like back there with the peasants,
okay.
where I sit, okay?
All right.
There's nothing worse than being on a flight. When you got on a flight and you were rushing or whatever and couldn't stop to eat, and you get on there and you're hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got that little pack of pretzels that they hand you, which goes nowhere, and they won't give you a second. All right, but you get that little, and then you start smelling the food from first class. Oh, it's so, Jamie, it is torture. When I'm smelling your tortellini up front, oh, your tortellini smells good, girl.
Well, you don't know what's happening because of that little curtain they pull over.
That's right.
I can't see through it. No.
It's so dumb. I hate that little curtain. I'm like, do we really need to pull the little curtain?
Yeah, like what are you doing with this?
I mean, even those of us that are in first class hate it, too. Like, it's, like, embarrassing.
Oh, you got that curtain pulled, and you got that smoke wafting over from the tortellini. Oh, man, it drives
thing
crazy.
That I really hate that they do is they send people back to the back of the plane to go potty.
Oh, yeah. You can't cross over.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Just let it. I mean, our bathroom is no different than your bathroom. It's still, like, you know, just a horrible place to be. It doesn't matter if it's in the front of the plane or the back of the plane. Go ahead and let people use it.
They don't want us to stink up your area.
I don't know if you put it that way. Yeah.
They want to keep it all nice and fresh up there in the front. All right, we got to go, folks. Yeah, we got to go. Yeah. It's BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, man, it feels good to be back from vacation.
It does.
Get it going again. All right, thank you for listening to the program. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.